This is Vermont Edition. I'm Jane Lindholm. This month's Brave Little State looks at Vermont's universal recycling law and how we handle our recycled material, like plastic, paper, and glass. But what about composting? Food scraps are a part of the waste stream, and the state is working to keep them out of our landfill, too. Josh Kelly oversees the implementation of Vermont's universal recycling law for the Department of Environmental Conservation. And he's here now to talk about how composting fits into the whole picture and also about new requirements coming soon, get ready, for disposing of food scraps. Josh, it's nice to talk with you again.
Thanks for having me, Jane.
Why is it important to get food scraps and this organic material out of the garbage that's going to our landfill?
I think the first thing I'd say is that food waste is the single largest part of what's in Vermont's trash, and that's by material type. And when we put food waste into the trash and into the landfill, it releases methane gas. Methane gas is a greenhouse gas that contributes to climate change. It's about 25 times or even more so damaging than carbon dioxide. And we've been landfilling, at least our most recent data is almost 80,000 tons of food and food waste per year. When we put that into a model to say if we were to separate that and compost it, for example, the climate benefits from that are about equal to taking 7,000 cars off the road each year. So this is a climate benefit when you come down to it.
Given how much food we are throwing away and how much food we are wasting, so food scraps, but also just food that goes bad before we use it, just the sort of profligate waste of food materials, is that a bigger priority than composting, is just to cut down on how much we're actually wasting in the first place?
Yes, exactly. I think the first thing we want all folks in Vermont to think about is saving their money, really eating what they buy. It sounds so simple, but when we look at studies done nationally, the estimates are that the average American family of four wastes $1,500 a year on food that they never ate. And this is an opportunity for all of us to set a good example for our kids, you know, manage our households more efficiently. But really, the best benefits in terms of climate change, in terms of social benefits, and even economic benefits are by eating the food in the first place and not creating waste. So planning for your meals, planning for leftovers, just really shopping from your fridge.
Okay, so beyond that, though, then the rules by 2020, by the middle of 2020, are going to say that all of us, not just big corporations, not just the hospitals, not just the big companies, are going to have to be composting. Can you explain exactly what the rule change on July 1st of next year will be?
Sure. So state law has been updated. In state law, there's a list of disposal banned items. Those include things like motor oil and paint, certain batteries, and also recyclables. We're just hearing about on the radio program earlier. And now food waste is being added to that list come July 1, 2020. And I think a lot of people are sort of grappling with that. That seems like a big change, and it is. We have had many decades to work on recycling, and we're going to need time to work on composting, or really what is separating food scraps from trash as well. And I want to be clear with folks that this is not a requirement that you compost at home. There's some confusion out there. But as of July 1, 2020, food scraps are banned from the trash.
Chicken bones, everything?
All food scraps, except if you compost at home, there is an exemption for residents. They can dispose of chicken bones, and meat and bones can be disposed of in their trash even after 2020.
So that's only if you're doing it at home.
Correct, if you're doing it at home. And the reason why is because, first of all, people are worried about critter issues with that. And then secondly, if you're using a drop-off for your food scraps and sending it to the pros, we like to say, sending it to a compost facility, either through a hauler or through a drop-off, they can handle all food waste. Their piles reach hot temperatures that deal with pathogens or any concerns about meat, bones, and other issues. So we really want to encourage people to start small. Start with separating your food waste for a week. This winter would be a good time just to try that out, just to see how much you produce. People don't believe me when I say food waste is the largest portion of Vermont's trash, but that's by weight. And it's when you compare it to other material types.
So both by weight and just the stuff, the types of stuff.
Exactly. By weight and by type. Yes.
Okay. So
because food waste is wet, it's heavy. So
you said we don't have to do it at home. This is not a requirement of the law. There are other ways to do it. My plan is just to get a pig by July of 2020. But what are the options for other Vermonters?
Right now, we have over 100 drop-offs across the state. Transfer stations that collect trash were already required to offer food scrap collection. So there are drop-offs near you. I think we have almost 99% of Vermont towns with a drop-off within 10 miles of each town. And then if you're not interested in using a drop-off, there are growing haulers offering residential curbside collection services. The state does maintain a list of haulers for the Vermont Food Scrap Hauler List. It's on our website at vtrecycles.com. And some of those haulers are like, just for example, Draft Trash in Middlebury. They use horses. They offer curbside pickup to residents. There's Earth Girl Composting in the Central Vermont area. There is a host, No Waste in the Chittenden County area. Grow Compost is offering those services in different parts of the state. So it's definitely growing. And we encourage folks to ask their haulers, because I think this is going to need – a lot of people are worried about how they could comply. And I think curbside services can be really effective.
Several years ago now, when I was at the landfill in Coventry, they have a methane digester, and they were actually worried about having all of the organic material not go into the landfill because it would affect their ability to run the methane digester. So, there's still going to be some organic material in our landfill, right?
Yes, and I just want to correct that. I wouldn't call it a digester, but they do have methane capture, and they put it through engines, which is very similar to what a digester does with its methane. A digester is where you're actually separating food waste or manure or both.
Got it.
And capturing all the methane. But when we looked at that question as well, there are sewage sludges that are disposed in landfills. There is plenty of paper and wood and other organic material that are disposed that are really not recyclable or not compostable or reusable that can create methane over time. So I don't foresee a huge drop in methane production. Additionally, food waste loses its methane fairly quickly, and a landfill takes a while before they're pulling the methane as efficiently as it could once it's capped.
Well, there is a lot more to discuss about this, and I'm sure Vermont Edition will, as it has done in the past, have a lot more conversations about this, too, as July of 2020 approaches. Josh Kelly oversees the implementation of Vermont's Universal Recycling Law for the Department of Environmental Conservation. Josh, thanks for talking with us today.
Always a pleasure. Thanks.